Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 11. You're listening to M period, A period, N period, the abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. And for those listening live to 3342 on blogtalkradio.com, you can call in 646-478-0944. All right, like the 216-217 number did. If you're sending in any commercials or music, please send it all MP3 format. Send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxx@gmail.com. Now, this is what I need to do. I will probably make certain that I give you 3 disclaimers so that we can all know we're on the same page. Disclaimer number 1, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number 2, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number 3, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, just stay silent. You'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind later on, call back or press 1. But we really hope you'll say something because it's really important. This show is for you all anyway. Common Sense Radio airs. It's been on a hiatus for 2 weeks, but it airs this coming Sunday at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can check out the YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter page is ALFREDPORTERJR 1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. 1. Or the Twitter page of Hip Hop Workshop 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop 2. Or Man in the Street 13, Man in the Street 13. Instagram is JR Alfred Porter. Facebook of Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook hhworkshoprecords.com. You can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes. For those looking for hot R&B as well as production, www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the web page of blackonblackcleveland.com, Facebook Pete Weeks. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. Also, you have Man in the Street 13. Once again, that's that Twitter page. And if you're looking for work, www.templabor.org. If you are looking for what's going on, at least entertainment-wise, check out thelogtv.com, thelogtv.com. And on the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, YouTube channel Power Groove Records, we are Cleveland, nothing but Cleveland music. Now, this is what I think I should do to make certain that I do things the correct way, because sometimes I don't. And if I go to the phone line before I do the next big thing, then I will forget partially what I am supposed to do, you know, for what's happening on, like, today's episode. So I have to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. So we'll start at number 10. Number 10, wow, that was easy. All St. Patrick's Day activities and events. Probably end up at the number one place by next week. Number 9, debuting Trappies Award Show this Friday at Exotic Cuisine. Number 8, debuting Facebook Family Business Expo and Runway Show, which is supposed to take place, I believe, this coming Saturday. That's Facebook. You can look it up, Family Business Expo and Runway Show. Number 7, debuting Facebook No New Jail in Cuyahoga County Rally. That's at the jail tomorrow, 1200 Ontario, Lakeside side of town, on the Lakeside entrance, I should say. And it is being sponsored by Ohio Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival, Cuyahoga County Jail Coalition, and IRTF, the Interreligious Task Force on Central America. And that's at 1200 Ontario Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113. It starts from 11 a.m. to noon. I kind of rally quick and to the point. And it will be at the Lakeside Avenue north side entrance of the county jail building. And so the National Poor People's Campaign is in Cleveland this week. And OPPC joins with the Cuyahoga County Jail Coalition and others to halt the county administration plans to build a new jail with a projected cost of $550 million. Feasible alternatives include ending the use of cash bail, decriminalizing nonviolent acts of survival, diverting more people from jail through the diversion center and other existing services. For people who are convicted, alternatives to jail prison to be used as the default sentencing. Better funded, more alternatives to jail prison that help people convicted get the support they need to be accountable if they caused harm. You need basic needs like housing, food, income met as a baseline. Immediately freeing all people inside the jail who are being held past their release date, and redirecting over $550 million projected cost to build a new jail to invest in community-based solutions that tackle the root causes of crime and violence that transforms living conditions so our community members are not in crisis, and other services, resources. Matter of fact, as I look at that tomorrow, that reminds me of the person that we had on our program before, I believe, Lee Weingart for county executive, and I know that he was against using that money for a new jail. So that's a excellent event going on tomorrow. Number 6 debuting on Facebook. It was the June 18th mobilization tour. Comes to Cleveland, Ohio. That happened earlier today. Number 5 debuting on Facebook. Double Down, Not Your Average Rap Show at No Class. That was last Saturday. Number 4 debuting, Facebook video shoot, The Life featuring LBN Cannon. That happened last Saturday. Number 3, moving up, Anijah Noel Holland, / Stop the War on Dads. That was on Facebook. That happened last Thursday. I'll get into what happened there in a little while since it made it on the news. We'll talk about it. Number 2 spot, The biggest jump was the All Walks of Life concert. That's all I can say. Black House Sound, Dinner, Performances, Awards, All Walks of Life concert. I'm pretty sure people will call in about that. It was just so powerful that you had certain people like, well, Grandpa Rapper started it off. You had Mr. Ronnie B, The Unforgiven. Joseph DeAndre, who did R&B, Hurricane Bang, closed it out with a strong performance. Suave Gotti, the actual Tannis, Major Taps, Mr. Powers did an excellent job hosting and performing, a.k.a. the man called Endo Dub, Man in the Street. Councilman Ernest Smith received the No Excuses Award. That's the third award that's been given out in the past 2 years, No Excuses Award, with the Councilman Ernest Smith. You had people for Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Life Struggle Depression, Afro Dogs MC, Black Stallions MC. Oh, man, the barbecue chicken, the fish, the rice, the veggies, the salad. You even had wingdings. You had pasta. Joseph Motley Jr. played the music all the way through. Freestyle, Mediterranean Party Center, and the number one thing, what could be bigger than that? Well, the only thing that ended up being bigger than that event was the, and you could find it on Facebook as well, and the reason that we say that is because it was the International Women's Day March Cleveland, March for Reproductive and Civil Rights, which happened last Tuesday. And you happen to have all the major news short for that one. And you had U.S. Senate candidate Morgan Harper, who was speaking. You also had Cuyahoga County Councilwoman Cheryl Stevens, a former Cleveland Heights mayor and a lieutenant governor candidate on the gubernatorial ticket, a former Democratic Dayton mayor, Nan Wally. And so you had Cheryl Leeson of Refuse Fascism. You had a lot of different people who made it out there. And it was a very, very excellent event. As a matter of fact, other speakers, including Cuyahoga County Executive Candidate Tariq Shabazz, activist Dorothy Walwin of Father's Lives Matter, the Vice President. You also had other people such as from the Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network. So it was just, yeah, and the march in the street. Whenever you get almost 200 people at an event, you've kind of done your job. Let me at least look and see if I've done my job, and I haven't done my job. And if you were to ask me, why haven't I done my job? It's because I ran my big mouth for so long that I did not, which is a bad thing, I did not go to my phone lines yet. That's on me. So I'm going to go to the first person who was on, the 216-217. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you, Mr. Porter?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Okay.
That's good.
I just I wanted to talk about not being afraid to talk about drug activity, you know, in, you know, the communities you live in. That's what I wanted to talk about.
Go ahead, please. I believe that's needed. So please talk to us.
Okay. Some people don't like me because when I used to work with the East Cleveland Community Police Department.
Okay.
And it was and another young lady that I reported in the community where I live at, but she's no longer, you know, in front of the building with her activity. So my opinion, if you don't report it, it'll get much worse for people, you know, to live safely, you know, in the community because you're dealing with a lot of other crimes that go with the drug activity, prostitution. You know, they want to rob everybody. So my opinion, if you don't say anything, it'll be, you know, unsafe to live. So if I see it, I'm going to report it. I'm not afraid to do it.
I appreciate that. You remind me of the saying of see something, say something.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that very much. As a matter of fact, I'm catching the voice now. You not only see something, say something, but you write something.
That's right. Yeah.
What's the name of your article and who do you write for?
I write for the EuclidObserver.com and my column, I have my own column. It's called Inez Observes. So it's about what I see going on in the community and other topics, news topics that I, you know, want to write about. So with me having a column, I want to do more better at my research. And, I give accurate stories of what's going on.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
What is so important about giving accurate stories and doing research?
Because, you know, it's true. It's not something made up. You know, I see it. I walk in it. So I see what's going on. Because, you know, somebody else might be going through a situation and they can see how to report it. Because most of the people that's involved with the drug activity, they know how to get information illegally. Then they'll start stalking the person that report them, you know, but they are, you know, the people involved with the drug activity that's doing the stalking, you know, they are the biggest rule breakers, but they want to try to find something else on the person that reported them, you know. So if a person don't know that they're coming at them, they can totally destroy them. That's why you have to be, you know, for me, I have to be aware of my surroundings. So I know what's going on. So I just wanted to say that. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I miss. I was listening out for Mr. McCoy's show, and I heard you announce that it'll be on next week. I was listening to Reverend Sharpton's radio broadcast from Friday. I was looking forward to it. So, yeah.
No problem. And what we'll do is I have to do everything I can to make sure that you get a chance to get in and talk on Art McCoy University College of Common Sense radio show. So thank you for calling in this evening.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I appreciate that phone caller. As I go to another phone caller who has been waiting patiently, the 216-820-216-820. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Mr. Porter?
I am doing excellent. As a matter of fact, are you the host with the most?
Yes, indeed. This is Mr. Powers, a.k.a. Endo Dub, CEO of Black House Sound. And I just wanted to let everyone know that if you missed out on March 11th this past Friday, you missed out on one hell of an event. Because I'm telling you right now, the people that I saw, the people that I didn't expect to see showed up in there. It was one hell of an event. No violence was occurred. No one was shooting up the place. No one acted crazy. No one was mad at no one. It was just a happening place to be. So that goes to show what type of showmanship that Black House Sound brings to the tape. You know what I'm saying? From the grandpa rapper, you know what I'm saying, to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I mean? I ain't forgot about that one, you know what I'm saying, to kick off the show. That was great. Joseph DeAndre showed up, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And as well as my partner, Joe Legacy, busting a freestyle. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that
yeah.
was great. You know what I mean? Ronnie, Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, Suave Gotti, the actual Tandis. And, man, I tell you right now, as I said on Saturday, I'll say it again, for Ernest Smith to receive the No Excuses Award, that puts him in the category of urban legends. I don't care what no one says. You know what I mean? I'm putting him in that title, and if anybody has a problem with that, they can come and see me. But, hey, I am putting him in that category for a reason, based on what he's done, based on what he has allowed us to do for him before, and I don't care what no one else says. You know what I'm saying? He deserves that award. And much love to him, as well as Trish. And,
right.
you know what I'm saying, Brother Bang ended it out with quite
yes,
a few
did.
Bangers, including Bang Jr. You know what I mean? That was even
yeah.
more. That was even more great. So, hey, like I said, the All Walks of Life concert was a happening place to be and to see other people that was at the cabaret across the hall to come over and check out the event. That was even more of a blessing. Even a group of them decided to stay and come in and pay their way in just to see that event. And for
yeah.
that's how you know Black House Sound is about business. We are fortunate. And like I said
yeah.
before, we are a self-contained unit and we make real Cleveland music. Much love to everybody. Peace.
Peace. And, man, they are so right about being a self-contained unit. As a matter of fact, I'm enjoying such of the conversation. I'm going to do everything I can to backtrack and find some things. Like I say, if I can do it, I'll be doing a pretty decent job today. And my thing is, I think I know something that I should be able to find that'll cover almost two birds almost with one stone. My thing is this: I want to thank everybody who came out to the event. And as I look here, why not play something from Suave Gotti? Wait a minute. Why not play something from Black House Sound? Why not play something from both of them together from CCR, Cleveland Conscious Rap, Volume 1? They had a nice video for this as well. Reverse a War.
War. Let me tell you the strategical plan and the method of these Cleveland wars. Prisons being built off a third grader reading score. The little kids in the hood is inconsiderate. What more can you expect from a child that's illiterate? You can't build a soldier without discipline. I might as well be whispering since y'all ain't listening. You need to go and vote for them to classify you citizens. But spend your whole life as a poverty participant. You think long as you got on some new doors, they won't embarrass you. Cleveland know you own the lowest totem pole in America. No insurance so your family can't afford to bury you. You're like a squirrel that never grew a pair of nuts. You don't know your past, so your proof is in the camel clutch. So stand it up, man it up, tighten up, hang it up. We believe we're about to change the gang, and it's a gang of us. And we ain't at the casino about to change it up, cause life is not a game of luck.
Do I live for them or live my life for me? Cause it's rugged in these streets with these crooked creep freaks that'll either have your life devoured or risk kidnapping spree. But I ain't gonna lie, up in the trenches ain't no sight to really see. All it is people giving they self just sacrifice for the feet. Supporting the dealers to keep a gun just to keep space and peace. Mentally loaded we can't enable till they life is deep. The words I said right out of my mouth, yeah I know the truth hurts. Cause when it comes to being a man, yeah my life comes first. Whatever you justify in life on the block turf jerk is a one way ticket on the lead. You board is the devil's dessert. And I'm not speaking from my mind, what I'm saying is from the heart. Cause the man upstairs gon' stay with me till death do us part. So keep on settling for the worst, cause I set up a bet. Forget the negative lockdown, I want the positive lock now.
It's time to make a change, boy. It takes time to reverse the war. It takes time to reverse the war. It's time to make a change, boy.
Hey.
It takes time to reverse the war.
Man, that song still hits and says a lot after all this time. It still does. As I take down my little notes today, because a lot of things are coming up from March Madness to you name it, I thank everybody who took the time to at least tune into this program. Like I said earlier, it's good when you mention certain things and then you go back and then you do your follow through. One of the events that we dealt with happened last Thursday. It was on Facebook. Inijah Noel Holland / Stop the War on Dads. We had many different people there from Black on Black Crime, Black Man's Army. It was a Father's Lives Matter initiative. We had a few people come through, and it was solid. It was solid. And what precipitated it? Ooh, big word. I missed the Andre Bernier word of the day that they used to do a couple of decades ago when they really wanted young people to learn things at all costs before they started systematically dumbing us down. But anyway, Garfield Heights, Ohio, 1 month after his 5-year-old daughter was killed, Gregory Holland wants to raise awareness of how he tried to keep his daughter safe, but said the system worked against his favor. Now, he said that to Channel 5 News, who covered the rally that was held at the juvenile courthouse, which was located at 9300 in Quincy. So this is setting up why we were out there. It's because Holland's daughter, Inijah, died on February 12th after being found stabbed inside the apartment of her mother. "I have nightmares and I haven't slept," Holland said. "This is the toughest pain a person can endure by far." Yeah, when you lose a child, I understand and overstand that. I do. Holland detailed how he tried to gain custody of his 5-year-old daughter from her birth mother beginning last summer after concerns over his daughter's health and safety. But he told News 5 that he ran into roadblock after roadblock. Holland argues many of those roadblocks existed because he was the father. He told News 5 when he finally was able to get a hearing set for February, it was canceled due to a snowstorm. That hearing would have occurred just days before his daughter's death. I did everything the correct way, Holland said. I went and got a lawyer, did everything the correct and honest way, and the system failed me. That's why this story is on my 20-foot step ladder for my soapbox. Anyway, a handful of people gathered outside the Cuyahoga County Juvenile Justice Center, calling out how they believe fathers are treated during custody hearings, specifically citing Holland's situation. So many things could have been done to prevent this. That's what Joseph Jones with Fathers Lives Matter said. Both parents are equal parents, and that's the way it's supposed to be in the court of law, but that's not the way it is. For Gregory Holland, his family keeps Anijah's memory alive, however they can. Now their goal is to keep more than just the memory alive for others in similar situations. I just want justice for this because the system failed me, and I don't want any other father to endure what I had to endure. That's what he said. Holland's mother, 29-year-old Monica Neely of Bedford Heights, is charged with aggravated murder, murder, felonious assault, and endangering children, according to Cuyahoga County Court of Common Pleas records. All of the charges are felonies. She was arrested on February 12th after police responded to an apartment in the 5300 block of Northfield Road to conduct a welfare check on the child. According to police, officers found the child lying on the floor. The child had been stabbed repeatedly and was pronounced dead at the scene. Police said the mother claimed responsibility for the attack but didn't give a reason why it happened. Very deep story right there. And unfortunately, we have had to deal with, when I say Father's Lives Matter, has had to deal with mothers who have had problems, deal with grandparents who have had problems with DCFS. Brick House Wellness was down there because of the case that she's had to endure, being a grandmother, Sister Therese as well. So it was a very surreal event. I want to thank everybody who at least took the time to at least listen to the program. My thing is, I get a chance to sometimes sit back and say, you know something, maybe I'll do something just because. And every once in a while, you get a chance to do something like that. I'm going to play some Protocol from Black House Sound. I think this is from, if I'm not mistaken, Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy. That would have been the third studio album. So.
On everything she don't even know, a real woman got to take the dough.
You know something? That is the Protocol song. That is from Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 2. To play that particular track. And I will be right with you after this.
On everything she don't even know, a real woman got to take the dough. Anything she say, it goes.
But you thought nobody was looking at
her. She says she's nothing like a Cleveland
show. Some duffel bags and steel back door.
This fine guy just walked through the door. Can't dispute, she beautiful. She trade down with that Louis though. Like them actress in a movie though. The wretched ones all in the face. Can't let the bros confuse me though. Like analog, she gave me number, I'm sure to call. I'm making up words like protocol. That girl was protocol. I got that notice off. She got that notice off. I'ma have to vote it y'all. 1 month I voted y'all. Take some money, my motive y'all. But this diva got her point across. I'm feeling
on everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say it goes. Draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being field back though. Ow.
An activist in the streets, just to let you know. I see the diva class walk through the dough. You approach me though, I know you don't mess with scrubs. I'm not B.I.G., I don't need a back rub. Tell them other girls they don't have to act up. Diva walk through the dough, make the others back up. I got the lyrical dishy, like you rap love. It was late night, just tipsy, and not drunk.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say it goes. Draped down from head to toe.
Yeah.
She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show.
Acting all
the
bad.
Duffel bags being filled back
door. Girl, I split that bill with her. The other dudes don't deal with her. Let me sit down and hit that kill with you and show you about this drill killer. I can't help but hear you talking. You say it's late at night. You four deep with your girl, but you still gave me the eye like Biggie. Let me whisper in your ear on that Casanova. Then I got her in the telly and she been over. Now I'm about to shock your body. Let me more control it. She can do it with no hands. She's a pro. She knows it.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back door.
She praying that my relationship fall. Cause she wanna be that of the broad. Knowing well I don't like that junk at all. Going down that barrel of protocol. I ain't even run up in that girl raw. She catching feelings now that's a ball. She really gon' have to take a walk. Cause I don't need no woman that's gonna stall. I already gave you what you want. A one night stand is what you want. You want it to be your permanent thing. Well baby cakes it ain't my fault. When it comes to the lust you know it's the least. My doctor became your ride of peace. I'm a only resort to get like Barry White and practice what a breeze.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back door.
Okay, that is a personal favorite of mine. And also, letting people know, this is like a 50-foot step ladder, 15-foot step ladder for my soapbox. This is taken from ClevelandUrbanNews.com. As Eliza Bryant Village in Cleveland's Huff neighborhood to close its nursing facility. And the Eliza Bryant Village Board of Trustees has made the difficult decision to close its skilled nursing facility effective Wednesday, June 8th. Formerly named the Cleveland Home for Aged Colored People, Eliza Bryant Village is located at 7201 Wade Park Avenue on the city's largely black east side.
Eliza Bryant trustee members released the following statement as to the upcoming closure of its skilled nursing facility in Huff. We will continue to operate our affordable senior housing, home care, senior outreach, adult day services, community transportation, caregiver support groups, and elder justice center. Our staff members will assist in relocating residents to area facilities that can capably and compassionately meet their needs. Our current business model is just not financially sustainable due to skyrocketing operating costs, inadequate Medicaid reimbursement, and the impact of the pandemic, among other issues. We value each and every resident and are committed to helping them find the best quality care in the Cleveland area to meet and exceed their needs. Also, we'll work tirelessly to help our dedicated staff members secure employment at other facilities. Thank you for the love and support you've shown throughout our 126 years of providing long-term care to African Americans in Greater Cleveland. We know our founder, Eliza Simmons Bryant, would like the organization she founded in 1896 to continue providing quality services to our constituency. How we serve may change, but our dedication to this community we love will continue to be expressed in new ways. Hopefully some work can be done to stave that off, even if it's from a city area or you name it. I'm going to at least also follow through on my end. Emilio Delgado dies. Longtime Sesame Street Fix-It shop owner, Louis, was 81. So Louis Emilio Delgado dies, and the Fix-It shop owner, Louis, was 81. That's the role he played on Sesame Street. Decades-long portrayal of Sesame Street's Fix-It shop owner, Luis Rodriguez, endeared him to generations of young viewers and was a pioneering force in TV's depiction of Mexican-Americans. He passed in New York City a few days ago, just more than 2 years after being diagnosed with a blood cancer, multiple myeloma. He was 81. So it was, wow, 2 years after being diagnosed with the blood cancer, multiple myeloma, and he was 81 years young. His death was confirmed by Sesame Workshop in a statement to Deadline. I believe Delgado's wife, Carol, disclosed the cause of death, and they said Sesame Workshop, Emilio Delgado, who played Luis on Sesame Street, passed away on March the 10th, 2022. A beloved member of the Sesame family for over 50 years, his warmth and humor invited children to share a friendship that is echoed through generations. At the forefront of representation, Emilio proudly laid claim to the record for the longest running role for a Mexican American in a TV series. We're so grateful he shared his talents with us and with the world. So those are just some of the things that are going on here and there. My thing is to let people know what is happening, where, and for phone callers to call in and help me out on that subject. As a matter of fact, what I need to do is, they're going to probably drop mask mandates in April for public transportation, and maybe airplanes, other stuff. Mask mandates. What I need to do is go back to album number 5, the long-awaited Detox, Sheriff Kilroy. And the reason that I'm going to play this track is because no matter what happens with masks and other things, you kind of need to follow the advice that was on this record. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2, wash your hands. Just wash your hands, Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me. Coronavirus scare me, stop me. AM alpha male share pride. I face real danger, still go outside. 80 people shot at an MC club. People carjacked, can't forget bed bugs. Revolution stopped, not by a virus. Keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why I make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne, virus, God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survive those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, cops might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Biden and too scared to come here? What leader? Come on. Trump's too scared to even handle it. Or stupid. Alliance for Safety and Justice, Survivors Speak, canceling their meeting? What? Cleveland Peace Action, canceling their meeting? Oh, man. Cleveland Democratic War Club, canceling out? Oh, shoot. PNC Fairfax, NBA canceling the season just because of the Utah player?
One player?
Come on, now. While you tweet, I read Revelation. If we're told what we now facing, Passover, pestilence, pandemic, plague. We killed Indians and the slave trade. Wages of sin, you know, is death. Virus, corona, affects health. But don't stress, paying a high price. Standing for hours in a Walmart line. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Man, and that's sad. They giving 3 to 4 weeks out for the children in K-12 schools. A bunch of dumb children about to be on the sidelines. Sad, man. 3, 3, 4, 2.
That's some Sheriff Kilroy just because. There's some good news for the city. A recent survey from Wallet Hub lists Cleveland as the 13th best city in America to celebrate the St. Patrick's Day holiday. So, there you go. And I guess that'll be this coming Thursday. Hey, it's nice that that's it. It's excellent. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to make the attempt to do, since I'm talking to you all, is change things a little bit. And put on something, some R&B. Why not? Play something from, it's one of my favorite tracks from 3342 Music. I'm not a rapper. I'll be right back.
3342 I am not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher. And I got a message that I hope will surely reach you with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life. And then open my eyes. I just make this beat so I can wake up on the middle, get up out the street, and feed my kids with better meal. Who better than me? I'm my own record here, so I turn up the heat to make it happen for real. Around the clock, cooking up another hit. I came up with a few, but I'ma light it up with this so you know what to do. Go ahead and visit that website, and then just download it. When it's on the dash, then wait, you already like it. It's so exciting and it makes you get excited. I don't try to bite it cause I did copyright it. I'm not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher. And I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I am not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher. I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I am
3342. And as we prepared to leave out of this place, I kind of know the track to go out on and why. And I am very thankful that we get a chance to at least enjoy our time together. I do. I would like to at least throw out there from the county jail issue to the fact that you're going to need somebody who's going to follow through and do what they say and say they're going to do. So before we leave out, my thoughts on Lee Weingart as the county executive is because of what he has done already. When he was a commissioner, he was non-corrupt, didn't end up locked up, had done great things. And you need a county executive who knows how to work in a bipartisan manner to bring back more of our federal and state tax dollars instead of raising taxes to solve our many local challenges. And so, you know, over the last years, Bob Cuyahoga County's budgets have been in deficit, resulting in the loss of nearly $100 million of the county's budget surplus. And, you know, that is what's needed. Lee Weingart's track record, he's talking about eliminating a massive budget deficit, which he inherited, $120 million budget deficit, which was caused by a county investment scandal in 2 years. Lee and his fellow commissioners turned that deficit into a $40 million surplus without raising taxes. He improved the county's credit and reestablished the county's credit rating, which had fallen below and because of an investment scandal. And Lee, in his time of office, he came into an office that had already had an investment scandal. And what he did was, within 9 months of taking office, Lee left by the time Lee left office, the county had positioned to pay off all debts. And unfortunately now, Cuyahoga County government debt is at $1.4 billion. And he was the one who was bringing the Browns back to Cleveland as he personally led the campaign to extend the excise, the sin tax, to raise money to keep the Browns in Cleveland. And that campaign resulted in the passage of the extension by 72%. And after the Browns moved to Baltimore, Lee represented Cuyahoga County in efforts to bring NFL football back to Cleveland. So that extension of the sin tax was a major factor in the NFL's decision to bring back the Browns, which they did do in 1999. Wow, that's a Prince song somewhere. As I leave out, I want to thank everybody who tuned in.
You didn't have to, but you chose to.
So I'm going to leave out with this. If you haven't heard, Sherrod Brown and Mitt Romney, so you have Democrat locally in our region.
Have
a Republican, Mitt Romney, both of them working together to at least bring $300 credit and provision for children. So it's like $300 per month for children. I think that is an excellent thing that's going on. I believe that is much needed, very necessary. And to see two people working together, and it reminds me of the fact when it came down to it, we dealt with a couple of key things. And I believe that one of the things that was dealt with was on an album called The Long-Awaited Detox. We did a tribute song for Mitt Romney because of some of the things that he already did. He already had done a lot of things, and it was good to see the fact that now recently Sherrod Brown and Mitt Romney working together is a blessing. It is. My thing is, those are some of the things that's going on. As I look to make sure that I have not missed anything, and it looks like I haven't, I can honestly say I thank you all for tuning in to this program once again. It's a blessing in itself because it's not something that you have to do. But you did choose to tune in. And it's the $300 monthly federal child tax credit. $300 monthly federal child tax credit. And you have two different people working together. There was a tribute song for Mitt Romney. Might as well play a piece of it now. Enjoy yourselves. Stay safe. We appreciate you. Thank you very much.
I walk alone. I stand alone. 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 I walk alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. Like Mitt Romney, I'm in my zone. I'm conservative, Republican, not a follower. I set my trend on my Romney. I live by faith. Creator's got me covered by grace. Utah may be the home of Mitt Romney. 216 zone is where I spit. I'm the AM alpha male, in fact. I'm a grown man, that's how I rap. You ain't in my lane, hold up, listen. I lost my job due to activism. Jewish owner had jealousy, got mad at me, cause I'm on TV.
can't use cash to try and break me. Y'all money hungry, that's how you fake me. In my Romney zone, you can bring it on. I can stand the heat, just sing along.
I stand alone, I walk alone. 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 I stand alone, I walk alone.